The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Bring me in some paper towels, buddy. When you get a chance. Yeah, I enjoy that card. This morning is starting strange. Really strange. And it started last night at about 12:30. I am laying there looking at the clock, and which is very, 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 very unusual for me. So, anyway. Let me see here. Let me turn up this and turn down that. I'm just having a problem hearing myself. I don't know what it is in the morning, but the first five minutes, it's like it's really low. Even though I have my earphones turned way up. Is it looking okay in there? This happened yesterday too. What's going on?
Yeah, you're up.
Okay. I can hear you fine. It's just me.
The headphones at.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's start all over again. Hey, good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. I spilled my coffee. Now, there's a reason we put tops on all of our cups that come into this. That so it just doesn't just ruin every bit of electronics that we have. So I already knocked that over this morning. So, anyway, hey, welcome to the show, Free Fire Radio on KCNR with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's going to be leaving a little bit later this morning. It's the 3rd of June, 7:07 in the morning. News Top of the Hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I'm here with Bob Skinner, who I didn't know you were part of the Special Forces. Associated.
Kind of quiet.
Yeah.
We keep it kind of quiet.
Get that in there closer, Bob.
Yeah, I'm Piper to Special Forces.
Honorary member. Okay, I got it. But also head of the, North State Drummond,
The Jefferson Pipe Band.
Jefferson Pipe Band, thank you. I'm totally, as Linda says, kerflunk today. I'm gobsmacked. That's all I am. Today I'm trying to get everything together today. And we're going to talk to Bob in just a second. But real quickly, I'm going to go over election results. Now, Sue handed me these, and I have, let me see here, how close am I on this? Got election results from Shasta County here. Well, I did. God bless my computer. Luckily, I have a backup here. All right, and District 5, Mike Gallagher it's 100% of the precincts have reported, but there's many vote-by-mail ballots still left to count. But as of right now, or at 4 o'clock this morning, it was something like this. Gallagher had 48% of the votes, Kellstrom had 41, and Oxley had 9.7. And Gallagher's leading by 301 votes. But he is below the 50% threshold needed to win outright. 51. Okay, District 1, huh?
He's 51 now.
851.
He's at 51% now.
Oh, he's at 51% now. Yeah. Where did you see that?
On 7R.
Get on close.
On 7R, I saw 7R.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to get it from 7R, and the whole thing just crashed. Okay, so he's at 50. Okay, well, then I'm going to ask you about this one. District 1. Reznor had 53% of the votes, Cry had 38, and Gallardo, had 7.2. Is that about the same?
All right, yeah.
Okay. County Clerk, Francesca had 56%, and Curtis had 43%. Frankly, with the overwhelming amount of bad press, that Curtis has, he's still got 43% of votes so far. There's still others to be voted. Measure B, yes, by a large margin. And let me see. And Gallagher, oh, the other Gallagher, when that comes up, who's running for the state or for Congress, and is way ahead.
Yes,
it looks like he's going to continue to take. Help me here.
Well, that's right. He's taking Doug's.
Doug LaMoffa's place. Now. Right. He's taking LaMoffa's
and
place.
Yes, he is.
And then in the first district, he's ahead in that one, too. And in the second district, Huffman is ahead with 50% of the vote.
Yeah.
But it's, that one still has to be an election.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. All right. So that's where we are. So, Bob Skinner, who has the Jefferson Pipe and Drums.
Yes.
You've got a big event coming up.
Buddy. We have a great big event coming up this Saturday night at the Dennis or David Marr Auditorium over at UPrep High School, Saskatoon High School. We have a great big Celtic concert coming up, and we've got Highland dancers. We've got Highland bagpipes. We've got Lowland bagpipes. We have Irish bagpipes. We have an Irish pub band and all kinds of things coming up, and it's going to be an amazing program.
I think it will be. Now, I love the Jefferson Pipes and Drums. You guys are, you people are so good. And you're also award winners. Why don't you brag on yourself a little bit here?
Well, in 2019, we're the West Coast champions in our division. And 2 years ago, our drum corps, which were all under 18 years of age, took first place at the Western Championships as a drum corps. So we're quite proud of our kids. Unfortunately, they all go on to college, into the military, and we have to start all over again.
As soon as you get them trained, you know, as soon as you got them, so they're a big assist, they move on with their lives. They leave the nest.
We had four pipers, 2 years ago, all graduated from Shasta High School, and all went off to college, and we lost all them. So we're starting all over again. Luckily, I get to lead the grade 5 band, which is the beginning band, and the new kids. I've got a 10-year-old coming on.
What's a 10-year-old play?
The bagpipe?
Wow.
And they're almost as tall as she is.
I was going to say. She?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are there many female bagpipers?
Yes. In fact, one of the things we will be doing on Saturday night, we'll be presenting the ladies of the Jefferson Pipe Band, our drummers and our pipers. They're only ladies will be doing one of the sets. And,
okay.
Yeah. So
pretty
everybody,
cool, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I don't know. Maybe it's because I've seen so much of the military tattoos and all this that it's mainly men. In those, like, of course, you know what? When you're watching the Brits and they've got all their regalia on, sometimes you can't tell because of the types of uniforms. They have the big hats and all that. I guess you'd have to get in closer to see.
Well, in fact, Colleen McMillan, who's one of our Colleen Wilson, married to Major Wilson, USMC. I have to say.
Oh, okay.
And anyway, she is one of the drum majors at the military tattoo in Scotland.
In Edinburgh?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, I've been blessed or fortunate enough to see that military tattoo in Edinburgh when we were taking that trip, that cruise. And it was advertised as a veterans cruise. And we had a lot of veterans with us. And we did, Ted Lighty and I did a couple presentations on D-Day on Normandy, because that was one of the places we were going. But we went during that time, and that was one of the selling points, is that we got to go to Edinburgh for the big extravaganza they had there. And it only goes for 3 weeks in August. And we were able to see that, and it was just awesome. But I've never seen so many pipers.
Oh, they're from all over the world.
All over the world, and they fill the grounds there.
Our pipe major for the Cal Fire Honor Guard pipe band plays in that.
Is that right?
Yes.
Now, how does he do that?
He goes over August 1st, and they're there for 30 days.
Yeah.
And they have to send in a recording of how they play to begin with to qualify.
Yeah. Well, most of these, I thought, were military units, so they have other units then.
Yes, they have fire units. They have police units.
Yeah. Wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
So when are you all going over?
Oh, you know, we played in the World Championships in 2017.
Yeah, I know that.
And that was quite an endeavor, raising all that money. We had to raise about $60,000 to take the band.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And it was a load. And we'd like to go again, but I don't know if we're going to be able to do that.
That could be a bridge.
It's one of the reasons we do things like this weekend for the Celtic concert that we're doing.
Right.
Is that we raise money for scholarships for some of these kids we bring on.
Uh-huh.
And one of our goals is to always pass on what we do to the younger generation.
Great. Hey, I'm here with Bob Skinner of the Jefferson Pipe and Drums, and we're going to take a quick break, 7:16 in the morning, and when we come back, I'm going to actually do the weather so we know what's happening here, and if I'm not spilling coffee all over the electronics here. So we'll be right back.
Join us at Overtime to enjoy a large variety of beer, wine, and spirits. We're doubling down with not one, but two daily happy hours. Kick your weekend into high gear and join us on the dance floor every Friday and Saturday when we have our live bands and DVJs from 9:30 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. For complete details on entertainment and drink specials, visit WinRiver.com. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price. Just knowing that we'll actually find that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to reddinghomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Mirror Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Weather today, sunny with a high near 93, and Thursday, we're going up to 98 and a low around 64, 96 on Friday, 88 on Saturday, and Sunday 88. Monday, a slight chance of rain with a high near 84. And Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 85. So it's going to be in the 90s today and tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be hot. Thursday's going to be hot. And is Friday. So weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans and great people, the Kenny family. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. I'm here with Bob Skinner from the Jefferson Pipes and Drums. And they've got a big event. That's the Celtic Night. What's going to happen that night?
We're going to have all kinds of music coming in here. We have all kinds of Highland bagpipe.
Okay.
We've got small pipes. We've got Irish Ilian pipes. We have whistles. We have Highland dancers will be there. We have an Irish band.
Are they bringing the swords?
Yes, they'll be doing the sword dance.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, what was the next one? The pup?
It's two sisters out of Sacramento who are champion Highland dancers.
Wow.
And then an Irish pub band will be playing.
An Irish pub band. I've been in many Irish pubs, only once in Ireland, but many others.
Yep.
Alexandria, Virginia, O-Town.
Oh, yes.
Had several.
What is it, Mallory's or Malloy's?
Something like that.
Yeah.
And this is where the lieutenants from the basic school, while we were going through school on the weekends,
yep,
head straight there, get a table, and sing Irish songs. And
they
watch,
have a great
watch
fireplace.
Watch them while they tried to take collections for the Irish Republican Army.
Yeah.
Which is a terrorist organization. So,
exactly.
Anyway. You know, you all are so good, and, you know, you appear everywhere. Now, you're there at the Marine Corps Ball.
Our main thing is we do every veterans event that we get asked to do.
Well, you are a part of the Marine Corps Ball, mm-hmm. and it is so appreciated, and it adds so much. And then Saturday at Memorial Day, you were there with...
With my wife.
With your wife. And, of course, you sang, you played Amazing Grace. Mm,
yes, sir.
And it just adds so much. And it puts a touch to it when we're talking Memorial Day, especially, Amazing Grace. But professional, you are so talented. Your crew is so talented. And at the Marine Corps Ball, when you turn the lights off, we've got lights going on in the... For the drums and their, what do I call them, drumsticks? I call them drumsticks.
They have the lighted sticks.
Yeah, the lighted sticks and,
Yes.
So, how can we support this?
Well, we have a summer concert this Saturday night
at
the David Marr Theater over at UPrep High School. We raise money for scholarships for our youth.
Uh-huh.
And also to help transport the band to and from competitions. And buy equipment that we need, and it's one of the great things that our community does for us. And
can you donate if you can't make it Saturday?
Yes, you can donate.
How do you do
that? You can actually go online and to Eventbrite, and you can buy tickets at Eventbrite. Just type in Celtic Summer Concert, or there's actually a QR code on our website that you can just scan that and make a donation to Venmo. Directly to the band.
Okay.
And there's also an address in there. You can send a check into the band. So we take it however you want to send it.
Well, you know, the thing is sometimes, you know, because there's so many things going on weekends and during the week. But you can still support, even if you can't be there.
Yes.
And that's a great idea. Buy a ticket, even if you can't be there.
Exactly.
And, now, what's going to happen? I mean, you've got the – what time does it start?
Okay, it starts – doors open at 6.
Okay.
And then the program will start sharply at 7.
Where's this going to be at again?
At the David Marr Theater.
David Marr Theater, okay.
At UPrep High School.
Right down the road here.
Yes.
Okay, so doors open at 6, and it's open seating, obviously.
Yes, sir.
You get in there. Probably there's not a place in David Marr Theater you're not going to be able to hear.
No.
You all.
The pipes
very
are
well.
Quite well.
Okay, so they open it, doors open at 6, starts promptly at 7 o'clock.
Right. Yes.
1900.
Yes. so it's one of the things, any money that comes in goes directly back to the band. None of the band members get paid for this. They do it voluntarily.
It's all just volunteer. All volunteer. But you do pay for travel expenses.
We pay travel expenses. With certain people we bring in to fill out the program that aren't bagpipers.
Right.
We will cover
their expenses. Yeah, you cover that.
Yes.
We'll
have strings.
Ooh.
We'll have strings leading into a couple of the pieces that we play.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, the Irish Pub Band, something near and dear to my heart. Are they locals?
They're locals. The Bold O'Donohue.
The Bold O'Donohue.
The Bold O'Donohue. And they were started by one of our bagpipers. And he just loves his Irish music. He's from Boston and just lived with it.
Well, how much are tickets?
Tickets are $35 for adults.
Okay.
If you're 18 or under, they're $15.
Okay.
And so, like I say, you can go online to Eventbrite, buy the tickets.
Right.
Or you can call 530-243-5240, and we can take your information over the phone.
Can you buy tickets at the door?
Yes, you may.
Okay. That's a big thing, too.
Yes.
Because you know we're last.
Or you,
this
can
is
call,
last...
you can call in here and ask for a couple of free tickets. And
oh, yes.
There are some
Wait
free
a minute.
Tickets here.
Yeah, I have... How many did you give me?
I gave you 8.
Okay. I'm going to give away 2 free tickets right now to the Celtic...
The
extravaganza.
Celtic Summer Concert at the Mark.
Yeah, Celtic Extravaganza. I'm going to give away 2 tickets to that right now, 530-605-4567. I'm going to give away 2 more tickets in the 8 o'clock hour. So you got a chance to get some great, great, great bagpipes and Irish pub here. They're coming. Irish pub music and sword dancers and all of this. And I will give away the rest of them. Today's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Give 4 away today and give the rest of them away by Friday. So just be listening and you can get your tickets. Thank you for reminding me that because I'm sitting on my desk. This has been such a weird morning, but it's not your fault. You're so prepared. And I'm here spilling coffee,
Luckily I didn't spill mine, so.
Because I'm Bob.
Yes.
That's why. That's what his cup says. Okay, buddy. You know what? How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for 44 years.
What got you into bagpipes?
My godfather was one of the ladies from hell in World War I.
Okay, now tell people who that is.
And the ladies from hell were the Scottish regiments that fought in World War I against the Germans. And he was a Canadian Scots Guard.
Now, were they wearing the kilts?
Oh, when they
went into battle.
Yes, sir.
And this is why the ladies from hell, they were wearing their kilts.
Yes.
And they were taking the trench lines and fighting.
And
the Germans gave them that name. So,
yes.
Okay.
But he was the most gentle man you ever met in your life, and he always wore his kilts when he came to any family gathering.
Okay, Bonnie, you won 2 tickets. Just come on down today or... tomorrow. Friday, if you're going to pick them up Friday, you want to probably do that by 10:30.
Yeah.
In the morning on Friday.
Congratulations, Bonnie.
Yeah. And I'm going to give away 2 more at 8 o'clock and then and some more tomorrow. Okay. Okay. So you got into it from a family.
Yeah. So it was my godfather and my father almost joined back up in the Marine Corps when he heard that the Scots were going to come off the Ship at Inchon playing the St. Louis Blues.
Oh, is that right?
And he was an Iwo Marine. So.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, he was in
your
the
father was.
My dad was in the 28th.
Okay. So he landed at Iwo Jima.
Blocked off the island.
Do you have any sand from the island?
Yes.
Okay. Because if you didn't, I do.
Yeah, well, he had a shell
little vial
that was given to him by Sergeant at Marine Corps Barracks, Gettysburg.
Oh, okay.
And Seamus gave him a shell filled with the black sand of Iwo Jima.
Well, if you didn't, somebody brought. I've got a plastic bag with probably a pound of sand in it. Plus, I've got another one that, you know, just is just a small, like a pill bottle.
You know, I would like a little of that because my brother got the shell.
Okay, well, let me find that. And it's around there someplace.
Yep.
And, you know, especially since your father landed there.
Well, if you read the book, The Flags of Our Fathers,
on
page 139, there's a thing that he was involved with.
Oh, is that right?
It's when Colonel Johnson was killed. Yes.
Okay. All right. So the Celtic
Summer Concert at the Mar this Saturday night. Doors open at 6 o'clock. You can get tickets on Eventbrite.com. And to see you there.
And probably there should be some tickets there.
There'll be tickets for sale there. We'll have some refreshments at the intermission.
Okay.
And
it's going to be a great event. Scottish shortbread. I'm still remembering haggis from 4 years ago. Four or 5 years ago from that other event. The Robert Burns.
The Robert Burns night?
Yeah.
And that was a good haggis.
What, 4 years ago?
Yes.
It was, could be. I ate some.
Plus a wonderful scotch tasting, too.
Well, that was good. I thoroughly enjoyed that. Bob, thanks a lot for not just coming on today, but for everything you do for our community, you and your people.
Well,
it's deeply appreciated.
And we'll be at Chassa High's graduation on Friday night, marching the kids down to the field.
All right. There you go. Yeah. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. We come back, we're going to be talking county fair.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of Venora State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Reading Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting pinwheels.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billy, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Enjoy fun with the whole family with Reading Balloons and Face Pinning by Squishy Doodle. Come down to the 19th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 14th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Okay, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And let me see here. What do I have in my hand? Okay, I got them. I was looking around for my tickets, and here they were. 7:37 in the morning, we're running behind time, but I've got with me Melanie Silva, who is the CEO of the District Fair, Shasta District Fair.
Good morning.
Is it called Shasta District Fair?
It is.
Okay. And you're the CEO.
I am.
You know, this is a year-round thing, huh?
It is. Yes, we have events all year round.
Okay. So, now, do you control all of the fairgrounds, or just the fair-related stuff?
Nope, the whole fairgrounds.
You do, huh?
Yeah, we're an event center also.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that, 365 days a year.
We do. We have all kinds of fun events going on all the time.
Oh, yeah. I know. And some are surprising, but others, you know, like you see some and you think, wow, I didn't know what they'd have it at the fairgrounds, but you've got great facilities down there.
We do. Yeah. We're it's a beautiful grounds. We're a team, and our team keeps it looking great out there.
Well, how'd you get into this?
I
mean, you're the boss.
I am.
You didn't just – did you start as a boss?
No.
I mean, they brought you in because you were success at other things, you know, affairs and all that.
I started in 2005 as the business assistant.
And so then, 21 years ago?
Yeah.
So you worked your way
just
up.
Just worked my way up.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I really like to hear that. And because a lot of times they bring in people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So the fairs – the fair's coming.
The fair's coming June 17th through the 21st.
Oh, my gosh, it's here. It's here. Melanie, how did that happen?
It goes so fast. Every year it goes faster and faster.
And it's probably the same time every year, too, right?
Third full weekend of June.
So you can't say, we moved it up 60 days.
No, but okay. It's still sneak attacks.
All right. The people still throw up on the Tilt-A-Whirl.
No.
Oh, you don't know?
I don't do that ride because I would be the one throwing up.
Okay. Here's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
We were out there raising money at the fairgrounds on a dunk tank.
Oh, uh-huh.
And, or something. We were doing something in a dunk tank. Oh, yeah. And guys were throwing baseballs. Everybody's throwing baseballs at the thing. And I was laughing and poking fun at everybody. Nobody could do it. This guy runs over and hits the arm, drops me in the water. It was hot out that day. We were getting ready to head down south. And I went, okay, I could just kind of towel off. And then I noticed, like, four little kids are standing there watching me, holding their little piglets. And I go, do you use this? Oh, yeah. We put them, we dunk them in here so they cool off. I said, do all of you do that? Oh, yeah. And I started looking at the water. It's got little pig hair floating everywhere. And I laughed, but then I went home and took a shower.
Yeah.
Before I headed south.
Yeah.
So, now that's my story of the dunk tank and the little kids, because it's hot out there.
It is.
And they wanted to keep their little piglets cool. So they just dunked them in the tank. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
So, give me some history of the fair. Can you do that?
History?
Yeah. When did it start?
Well, we started in 1889.
Wow.
Yeah. We became the 27th District Agricultural in 1889.
Okay. 1889. Now, things probably a little bit different back there.
Yeah, a little bit.
But it was kind of like people coming in from all over the district.
Yeah.
And they bring in their animals in. And
agriculture. And quilts and all the good
stuff. It was probably like a giant farmer's market, the first few, I would imagine.
Yeah.
But do you have any history, like there was entertainment or anything like that?
Yeah, yeah. There was beauty contest, queen contest.
1889? Well, around there, somewhere.
Well, I wasn't there in 1889.
No, that's right. And you know what? How interesting that would be, because we researched Reading Rodeo, and we're only 78. Well, it's really 80, but 78 years old. And there's newspaper accounts from back there. You know, because it started down at the fairgrounds in Anderson, the Reading Rodeo.
I believe it. The grandstands are actually on the side that's not fun with the sun, because it was horse racing, and horse racing's in the morning.
Yeah.
So that's why the grandstands are on the side.
Okay.
That's
well. It'd be fascinating to go back. You know, I bet there's, because they had newspapers back then to see what they had. You know, about the fair and you know when it was going to be and all those things. Okay, so it's going to start on
June 17th through the 21st.
Okay. And so what can we expect this year?
So this year we're going more for an experience. So we have destinations.
Okay.
So like you had mentioned earlier, how hot it gets in June.
Yes.
We have Chillville in Fassara Hall, which has got some games, some STEM activities for the kids, a book nook. You can go in there. The kids can play. You can sit, relax, cool off.
Uh-huh.
And then our newest thing this year is Toddler Town. We acknowledge our littlest fairgoers aren't always tall enough to go on the rides, so we're creating a whole little experience for them on the schoolhouse lawn. There's going to be stuff for them to play on, kitchen, sandbox, all kinds of fun stuff.
Okay. For this young child, me, I love the vendors.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. And
we're going to have a great set of vendors for sure. We have a rodeo on Friday night.
Really?
Yeah. So for $10 plus admission into fair, you can go to the rodeo on Friday night. We're going to have bulls, bronx, breakaway, and barrels.
Where's that going to be at?
In the grandstands.
In the grandstands, where the race is?
We set up a whole big old arena in the center field.
In the center field.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
all right.
Great.
That'll be fun.
Absolutely.
For $10.
Ten plus admission into fair.
Plus admission into the fair.
Still, it's
right.
Just, it's really
you know,
good.
We were there, and Linda and I judged the, maybe it wasn't during the fair, maybe it was something else. It was the, but it was the Dutch oven. So
it might have been the sports show.
Yeah, you're right. That was probably the sports show. And, okay, so you've got cooling areas, you've got spots for the toddlers, you're going to have a rodeo, Bronx bulls, breakaway, and barrels. Which is kind of cool.
Yeah. Don't forget the livestock. The shows go on every day.
Who's your contractor on something like that?
For which part?
For the rodeo.
Silverbridge.
Silverbridge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Good people there. All right. We got to take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, and nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. That's right. He has been in the business close to 30 years. He's been through all the schools. I call him the windshield whisperer. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff's going to fix it, guarantees it for the life of your windshield. You're going to be traveling this summer. Don't take a chance. You got a chip there? Take it down for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment and get that fixed so you don't have to worry about it. He does great work at very fair prices. And like I said, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And we'll be right back with Melanie Silva, CEO of the Shasta District Fair.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Everybody calls and say Lions. Yeah, Lions putting on the Ritz. Cool vibes hitting heat. That's the pitch. No more fits. No more sweating buckets. No freezing bits. Oh, Lions putting on the Ritz. Everybody.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, is the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. And let me tell you, they are great people. You know, watch repairs, stone cutting, jewelry design, many different types of jewelry at very fair prices. Been in the business over 30 years and, you know, locally owned, locally operated, really, really good people there. Voted best in the North State 4 years in a row. I can't say enough about Rebecca, Henry, and Leonard, except if you need jewelry, go there first. Look at what they have. They will find it for you, or they have it right there. The only place that Linda goes shopping for jewelry is at Four Winds Jewelry, and trust me, she knows what she knows good jewelry. Trust me on that. Four Winds Jewelry open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with Melanie Silva, who is the CEO of the Shasta District Fair, which is not an easy job. I can imagine. Now, how big's your staff?
Year round, there's two of us in the office, uh-huh. And there are three maintenance.
Okay. Yeah, you don't need any more than that.
Bye. And then fair, three, of course, we bring more people.
Well, a few more, probably. Yeah. Okay. Now, how many people usually go to the fair?
Between 60 and 80,000.
Okay. Now, I just know that's an economic impact. Somebody needs to do a study to see. But I would imagine 60,000, 80,000 people is worth several million dollars to our community.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Now, you have vendors, you have rides. Now, do you have, like, is there, like, one person you deal with and they bring in all the carny rides?
That's Butler. Butler Amusements is the one that brings in all the rides.
Okay. And then the vendors, of course, they just sign up.
Correct. Yeah, they apply, and then we go through it. And
now, they pay for their vendor spots.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And do you get any kickback from them or not?
Concessions, we get a percentage, but the booths are just a flat fee.
Okay, the booths are a flat fee, but concessions, you get a percentage.
Yes.
I didn't mean a kickback because that sounds bad.
Okay.
I mean, it does.
Yeah.
That's the way we work. You know, concessions, you get there, but we get a percentage.
Yes.
What's your favorite part of the fair?
Just seeing everybody enjoy it, see the community come together, everybody making memories, the kids, the screams on the rides, just it's the whole the experience. Rides.
Yeah, those are the adults, the screams of fear. Yeah. The kids are out there going, yeah, I'm going to do it upside down. I'm going to sit upside down going on it this time. You have music, you have all the different types of food. I mean, I love going through the vendors. I mean, there's so many things that I find that I need. I didn't know I needed that.
You do when you go to the fair.
When you go to the fair. Yes. I do need that steak knife or whatever.
Yes.
Turkey
well,
feather.
Keiko will be there, so you could get that steak knife.
Not Ginzu, is it? I think I stole money from 40 years ago. No. Okay. When you're trying to put all this together now, a lot of it's kind of in place. Same people come back. You get your contracts out early, I'm sure. The animals. All the people bringing their animals in for judging. Now, do you have like a department that does that, takes care of all that?
We have livestock supervisors, yes. And
okay.
The animals will start coming in on Monday.
Okay. Monday of that week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, where do you get your judges from? Or is that up to the livestock?
No, we find them. We hire them.
Okay.
Often we do, like, one judge will do 2 years, and then we'll go and search. There's a list. Fairs all work together.
Okay. Now, they have an auction afterwards, right?
They do on Saturday. We have an auction.
And you know what? This is a great way that kids raise their animals.
Yes.
And then, you know, they make enough money, in some cases, pay for their first year, second year of college.
Yeah.
In this. My dad's company would go to the one in Arizona, and they'd buy the top one and maybe three others, and cattle. And this was enough money for the kids to go to school. And
it's a great program for sure.
It's a great program. Okay, what else? You're opening up your book here.
My book. This is my cheat sheets.
Well, don't we all need those? What else do you have that?
So in, like I said earlier, we're going for a destination. So in Club Chaos, that's Trinity Hall, we have axe throwing, drift trikes.
Wait a minute. Axe throwing and what?
Drift trikes.
I
recommend them.
What is that?
So it's like, it's a tricycle with an electric motor. and you go around and you skid out. It is so much fun.
Is it like on a track?
It's yes, sort of. It's in the building, so
it's in the building.
Bale.
Oh, okay.
They had to put hay bales around it because you do tend to slide around a bit.
Slide around. Got
drift
it.
A bit.
Drift trikes. I mean, I understood it, but I thought, is that something you put out on the track?
I highly recommend parents racing their children.
Okay. Everything's electric. Okay. See, animals, music, carny rides, vendors, food. What have I left out?
Just the experience of making memories with your friends.
And your family.
Yeah, just hanging out.
All right.
Having something that you can do all day long.
How much are tickets?
So, pre-sale tickets?
Yeah.
Carnival, I would recommend doing Carnival pre-sale. They're $30 pre-sale.
Okay.
They'll be $40 at the fair. So, you can save $8 getting them pre-sale.
So, $32 pre-sale.
Mm-hmm.
And what's that get you?
That is an all-day ride.
All days.
You can ride as many rides as you want.
Right. I've seen kids go on those rides. Their parents put them on, and they get off the rides. They've had enough after the first ride. And so you got to start them small.
Yeah.
Don't put them on the Tilt-A-Whirl right away. No. Let them build up to the Tilt-A-Whirl. And then a rodeo on what day?
The rodeo is on Friday. We're going to open the gates at 7, and it starts at 8. Trying to avoid that sun.
And when does it start again? It starts on
Wednesday. Wednesday is Kids Day. So admission on Wednesday is $5, and then kids 12 and under are free.
Okay.
And then Thursday we have Senior Day. 62 and over admission is free. And then Friday's Cattleman's Day. Saturday we have Veterans Day. Veterans get in free. And
I get 2 free days that week.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
And on those 4 days, parking is $7. But on Sunday, which is Sunday Fun Day, we're open from 2 to 9, and it's first responders. Admission is free and free parking on Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So it goes from Wednesday to Sunday.
Yes.
The whole year, you're getting ready for this.
Yes.
And then it's madness.
It is. It's the crunch.
What's the weirdest thing? What's the weirdest thing that's happened that you can remember? I mean, you know, there's things like, cows got loose and, you know, went for the five.
Weirdest thing, you know, it's such a blur when you're going through it because you're working such long hours. I don't have anything.
Because you're so trained to take care of things, so nothing really is unusual. Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, my God. Did you see what happened? And you go, but that's happened 4 times before.
Yes.
And this is what we do when that happens, you know. So you can't get by experience.
No.
Okay. Here's something else I want to tell you. Melanie also helps out with the Reading Rodeo.
Me too.
And she reminded me of her, what she does there. And as soon as she said it, boom, yes. Okay. Melanie is just a nice person. But during the rodeo, nobody that wears a Reading Rodeo shirt or a Reading Woman's Auxiliary shirt or Chicks and Chaps shirt. You don't get anything from the bar except soft drinks. Or you gave me, I think I had cranberry juice or something like that. You know, until you're done working and rodeo's over.
When you're
then
done
things
with
are
your day.
A little bit different. Mm-hmm. And Melanie is, she's very, very nice about it, but you are not going to get a beer. I don't care if it's 112 degrees and you've been out there pushing cattle all day. Not until the rodeo's over. So,
as soon as you're done working, though, it's all. It's
but thank you so much for volunteering. Yeah. Again, it's volunteering there. Okay, so is the future of affairs, are they pretty secure, you would say? At least for the Shasta District. Is there pushback from areas? But this seems to be something that everybody loves.
We keep in mind it's one event for a whole year of an event center.
Right, right.
So it's our year-round events that really keep us going.
Okay. And some of those are?
We have the NorCal Sports Show.
Not Turtle Bay, but the One Safe Place Crab Feed.
Yes.
The Sports Show, which is just fabulous.
Yes. And then we have a dog show. Shasta Kennel Club puts on a dog show.
Yeah.
That's huge.
We have block shows out there.
We have Shasta Gym and Mineral.
Yeah.
The Renaissance Fair just happened.
They had the Speedway, you know.
The Speedway.
You also had the Cancer League was out there and everything.
Yes. And then we also have the Fire Festival. Yeah, we have all kinds of stuff.
Great. You had the Renaissance.
Yeah, that just happened on Memorial Day weekend.
Find any bodies after that?
No.
No. Okay, just want to make sure. Okay, Melanie Silva, CEO of the Shasta District Fair, does a great job. It's going to start on June
17th through the 21st.
To the 21st, you can get tickets. If you're a senior or a veteran or a first responder, you can get in free.
If you pick the day, yeah.
If you pick the right day. Melanie, thank you so much for being with us and for doing such a great job down there.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Okay, when we come back, hopefully I see him coming in, Chief Brian Barna. His last radio appearance. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Been shot dead by the FBI. The man claimed to have a bomb and had been negotiating with police. Tensions flare in the Mideast.
Iran and the United States have again exchanged fire in the Persian Gulf, testing this nominal ceasefire in the Iran war. What we've heard from U.S. military officials is that the Iranians launched ballistic missiles targeting both Kuwait and Bahrain this morning. Now, the U.S. officials say that that fire was either intercepted or broke up over the Persian Gulf, not striking any targets. The Iranians say that they targeted the U.S. Navy's 5th Fleet headquarters in Bahrain, as well as a military base in another country they didn't identify.
Correspondent Jonathan Gambrell. He is leading the pack so far. Trump-endorsed Republican Steve Hilton is in the lead in the California gubernatorial primary.
To every single person who voted for me, and every single person who voted in this election, whether you voted for me or not, I am here for you, for every single one of you.
Hilton could face Democrat Javier Becerra in November in the L.A. mayor's contest.
I just want to take a minute to tell you how much I love you so much.
Democrat incumbent Karen Bass leading as the vote count goes on. Spencer Pratt close behind.
I'm going to continue to work hard, learn everything I need to learn, build my teams, show all the experience I'm going to surround myself with.
Primaries in half a dozen states yesterday. The U.S. Supreme Court has spoken. Alabama will be allowed to use a new GOP-friendly congressional map in this year's elections. Britain's Royal Navy says three of its members have died in a helicopter crash in southwest England. On Wall Street this morning, stocks deep in the red. The Dow is down almost 400 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Spring is here, and if you're staring at a home improvement project, wondering how you're going to pay for it, or looking at a big credit card bill piling up, I want you to know about my friends Mike and Brian and the team at Fellowship Home Loans. For over 20 years, Mike and Brian have been helping families like yours tap into something they already have, equity in their own home. A HELOC, a cash out refi, a debt consolidation loan to wipe out those high interest credit cards. Whatever fits your situation, Fellowship Home Loans will build it around you. Everything's done in-house, one roof, one team, all with a servant-led mentality. From your very first phone call to closing, you're going to get people who know your name and treat you like family. I know, I'm a customer. Right now, they're offering a free mortgage checkup, no pressure, just a real look at your options. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, equal housing lender, NMLS number 819382.
So, you lift weights. Good for you.
The researchers looked at data from nearly 150,000 people over 30 years. They found those doing 90 minutes to 2 hours of weight training weekly lowered the risk of death from any cause by 13%. This was 19% lower for cardiovascular disease, such as from a heart attack or stroke, and 27% lower for a neurological disease. This observational study doesn't distinguish between cause and effect, but the researchers say there's growing evidence about the benefits of combining aerobic exercise and strength training.
The BBC's Dominic Hughes. At least 22 civilians killed, 138 others wounded, the result of one of the latest Russian attacks, an aerial attack on Kiev and other cities in Ukraine. The assault with hundreds of drones and dozens of missiles began overnight, continued into the daylight hours. News and analysis, townhall.com. There is speculation these people may be treasure hunters, but it's far from the most pleasant place to search for lost loot.
A series of bizarre sightings of people popping in and out of New York's sewer system recently has authorities wondering what exactly is going on. Video shows at least three cases where groups of people have been spotted in the night entering and exiting the sewers in Brooklyn and Queens. Experts say going down in the sewers, illegal and extremely dangerous, and not all that pleasing to the sense of smell either. Jason Walker reporting.
CBS News has fired longtime 60 Minutes correspondent Scott Pelley. It came a day after he reportedly said that editor-in-chief Barry Weiss was, his phrase, murdering the show. And he accused its new producer of having slender qualifications for the job. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this 8 o'clock edition here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. I'm in here at the 8 o'clock hour for many reasons. So glad to be here on this beautiful, gosh, is it Wednesday? It's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
It's hump day.
It's okay.
Hump day.
Now, this, I think it has something to do, Ben, when you turn on her mic. Because this all of a sudden got louder.
Oh, that's okay. We'll take it.
Yeah, we will. Okay. I'm turning mine
all
down.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Got it.
So you have to do your little routine that you do.
Yes. Today is the 3rd of June, 8:06 in the morning. News Top of the Hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Ben is here on National Day.
It's a National Egg Day.
Okay, I can go with that.
And National Repeat Day, which would have been good earlier when you repeated the start of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I did. I had to.
Yeah.
Because I knocked over my coffee.
Oh, you're talking about
it just went, oh, no.
Oh, we're talking the 7 o'clock hour?
7 o'clock
hour. Oh, yeah, I can smell it, actually.
I went over and over.
Smell over the weather report.
Okay, and Spack, why don't you give the weather report?
All right, here we go. Smell the coffee on there. Okay. 93 degrees today. Going to be over. Overnight lows are going to be around 63. We have clear skies. I think when I got in the car, it was about 64 degrees outside, which is, you know, a beautiful day. It's going to, like, that's a big temperature rise, though. Around 98 tomorrow, our hot day. Friday's going to be around 96. 59, though, at Friday night, around 59. Saturday, 88, and Sunday, 88. So for those people going out over the weekend, those are the under 90 degree great time to really do that final cleanup in the backyard or whatever you've got to do. But, you know, sunny days ahead of us. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane and Anderson, our veteran-owned business, and the Kinney family. Three generations strong, doing great angel work and wonderful things. Can't say enough about the Kinney family, and thank you for sponsoring the weather all these years on KCNR. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay.
Now, speaking of Shasta Regional, I don't know if you talked about this in the shows before, but, you know, they are stroke specialists. So why?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, okay. Well, why we were in on a little 24-hour turnaround getaway with some friends, a girlfriend of ours had a – they still don't – it's undetermined exactly what she had, but they were calling it, I think, at a TI –
TIB, TIA.
Yeah. And
mini stroke.
Like a little electrical thing was going on. And
in front of us.
Yes. And so they.
And what I told people is, it's noticeable.
Yeah.
And it was very noticeable to all of us. We watched it happen. Yeah. Within 5 minutes, she was okay.
Right.
But she was, her husband, who is, by the way, is a physician, immediately took her down to Shasta Regional.
Right.
And they went through the whole bunch of tests there. I mean, CAT scans, MRI.
Every kind of the test you can imagine.
And now she's going to have kind of a
monitor.
Temporary heart monitor.
Mm-hmm.
And they put her on heavy anti-stroke medication,
well, we're not,
which is probably blood thinners. Well,
yeah.
I mean, that's what I had heard.
Yeah, yeah.
But
sure.
Here's the thing is, this is what, she's not old. She works out.
Big
she's
time.
Very, very healthy. And she's very articulate, and she's talking, and all of a sudden she starts repeating sentences, and her face goes slack. She's got a very animated face. It just went slack. You know, just totally no expression. And we're looking at her, and her husband says, "Are you okay?" And And she tried to say she was, or she did say she was. She said, no, I said, I did feel a little bit off this morning. Boom, down the hospital.
Right.
And so she goes to the hospital on Sunday, gets out on Monday, and Tuesday she's in the Pilates class.
Yeah, she's taking class again. But here's the thing that we want to talk about. Shasta Regional, the stroke specialist, they were all over with the tests, getting everything. Yeah. And she was able to, actually, Dr. Khan was in the building. Right. I mean, how, okay. You know, wonderful. Yep. But anyway, yep. So that's what I want to say about Shasta Regional Medical Center and hospital.
All right.
And all that they do.
Let's go to the phones quick because Terry's got an announcement. Terry, good morning. Sorry to keep you waiting, buddy.
No, you're fine. That was an interesting story. I've got a pretty interesting one here, Carl,
which
you're going to have tomorrow.
Yep, tomorrow morning.
Just a second. Mark Baird is in Seattle, Washington right now in front of the Ninth Circuit and en banc court, which is more than three. He's there today asking a simple question, and that is, do we have the right of constitutional carry in the state of California? Do we even have the Second Amendment right in the state of California? And at this point, it looks like with all the different laws and restrictions, we do not. There's no other amendment to the Constitution, which people can put so many requirements on and literally make it almost impossible and very expensive to have a constitutionally protected right. Now, he will be back tonight. He took his plane. He flew there. He's flying back tonight. And tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, Carl, you're going to have him on. And we will have the news straight from Mark tomorrow morning on KCNR with Carl Bott, and Mark will be talking about the Second Amendment and if we get constitutional carry. If we do get constitutional carry, we will be the 36th state that has it. And it's absolutely amazing to me that this is happening, and we're very close. I'm excited to hear your show tomorrow, Carl. We'll be doing a little backup on the election on our show, Jefferson State of Mind, on Sunday, but very excited about your show tomorrow, buddy.
Okay. Thanks
Thank
a lot,
you.
Terry, and looking forward to listening to Mark tomorrow morning to see what happens
It'll
up there.
It'll be great. It'll be great.
Yep, let's hope so.
You'll get the news out there, my friend.
We'll get the news. All right, thanks a lot, Terry.
Thanks, Terry.
Sure.
Hey, we're here with Reading Police Chief Brian Barner, his last his last time on our show as the Reading Chief of Police.
Yep, last one.
We don't. It's maybe not the last time you're on the show, though.
As chief, correct.
As chief, yes. It will be. But we may pull you back in, you know, at some point.
There you go. We come and do a recap of the hunting season.
Do we have any news of possibly the replacement?
It did open last week.
Okay.
So on Friday it did open, and so it's open for 3 weeks.
Okay.
And then they
So I still have time to put my name in.
Yes, yes. So it is open. So if... I was pushing more for Linda than you, Carl. But,
you know what? Be careful what you ask.
Yeah, be careful. I'm an eye for an eye girl.
I like it. I like it.
Oh, no.
That's why Linda would be good.
That's right. Just burn them down. Let God sort it out.
But yeah, so they're starting the process.
It
was a little slow going, but I think we're on the right track now.
All right.
Do you get the feeling? I mean, the city council went outside of the city to find a new city manager. Do you think that that's just was for that, or is this something that could happen here?
So the police chief is appointed. The police chief works for the city manager.
Right.
The council has to approve the decision. So ultimately it is Tarbo's decision on the direction he wants to go with the next police chief.
Okay. All right. Now, how long have you been and with the Reading Police Department?
So I started, as you guys know, we've talked about it quite a few times. I started as an explorer here when I was 15, and then went up through the ranks.
It's a great story.
A volunteer.
That's why I ask.
It's a great story. Went on to be a cadet, which is our part-time while I was going to Shasta College. Went away to Sonoma State for college, and Bob Blankenship hired me and put me through the academy when I was 20.
Yeah. Bob Blankenship.
Yeah, wow. So Bob was at the end of his chief career, long career. I think that, you know, in California and just with our times now, you don't see many chiefs that have the tenure in that seat that Bob had. So,
well, is it because that most of the time, by the time you get up to chief, you've got, you know, you got 25, 26, 27 years.
Correct.
At that point, by the time you get in. So when you get appointed, and then you're going over 30. And when you go over 30, and I mean – you end up working for free.
Correct.
Or very close to free.
No, it's actually less. You actually are getting less because every city is different. But the city of Reading, we pay as our employee share into our PERS contribution is 19.3%.
Okay.
So when I started.
Every month.
Throughout the whole year.
Yeah,
every
throughout
paycheck.
The whole year. Every
yep.
paycheck.
Yeah. So it's 19.3%. I think we're the highest. I haven't found another city that pays more than that. Mm-hmm. So when I started, we paid 9%.
Right.
And then it went up to 12 and then slowly went up through negotiations over the years, where the city would offer a raise, say a 4% raise for 3% more that we would pay into our PERS. So that went up over the years, which is now at 19.3%. So when I started, we had, I think it was 2% at 55. So you could retire at 55. And a few years in, that was the big change to 3 at 50. So
okay.
3% of your salary every year until, and then you can retire at 50, max at 90%. So when you have 30 years in times the 3%, that's 90%. Your 90, and
yeah.
and you could stay, but, you know, there's a lot of other things that I could go volunteer and do. And, you know, the police department is in good hands. We have great captains and a great command staff that, you know, that's the transition through. So that's why I don't think you see a long tenure chief.
Yeah.
Retirement has changed. It's 2.7 at 57 now. So there is the possibility that you will see.
You could see a longer time when those start fleeting up.
Correct.
To that point.
Correct. Yeah. And you see, you know, people say that, you know, chiefs only are 3, 4 years, 5 years. And like you said, that's by design with the retirement system
yeah.
that you don't want a chief that only has 20 years on. Because you just don't have the experience.
Yeah.
And so you want a chief that has 25, 27 years of experience. And so they have 3, 4 years left in their time. But it's not like they just came in to be chief. They've come up through the ranks. They've been a captain for a few years. They understand the department. And
they've been in all the departments, all the different divisions.
Yeah. And you know, for me, chief is it's so much about relationships, not just internally, but so much in the community. And growing up here in Reading and going to high school and being an officer here for so long, just the relationships in the community that I have has really helped with my position as chief.
Oh, it has to. We're here with Chief Brian Barner, Reading Police Chief, and we're going to take a quick break.
Big action comes in small packages. Join us Saturday, June 20th in the Wind River Event Center
for a night of high-flying, heavy-hitting action.
We are bringing back the pro athletes from Micromania.
Tickets start at just $20 plus fees.
These micro athletes may be short in stature, but they are giants in the world of entertainment.
Keeping you on your feet, screaming from the opening bell to the main event.
For all the details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Business is booming at Reading Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Reading Heating and Air. Visit ReadingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Reading Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and DeBont. And just quickly trying to catch up on these, the latest that we have for our local elections, for the state elections. Heather Head looks like she's carried the assembly so far, and Gallagher's won the taking Lamoff's place for the short term and is leading in District 1 for the congressional election. Jared Huffman's got like 50%. And the new district too, but there's like 8 Republicans running against them. Maybe if you added them all up in the unite, we might have a shot, probably. Now, the District 5, Michael Gallagher, and this is as of this morning, but this is all the precincts have reported, but there's still many vote-by-mail ballots, which is really is kind of the majority left. Mike Gallagher is leading Chris Kellstrom, 48% to 41. Right now, he's below that 50%. So it looks like it could be a runoff, but we've got lots of votes to go. Aaron Reznor has got 53% as of right now. Kevin Cry, 38%, and Richard Gallardo, 7%. And if this holds, she doesn't even have to go into, there's no runoff. So if that holds at 53, I would imagine NFT County Clerk Joanna Francesca is leading 56 to 43. Measure B looks like it's passing easily. And we've got more results, but those are the ones that kind of impact on us right now. So
there could be a delay because
well, it's got to be a delay.
When we talk about the post, the mail-in.
Yeah, but that doesn't have. We discussed the fact that the mail
yes.
is running late.
Yes.
But what they do is they take all the ballots and they put them into a separate box and they hand stamp them to get them to make sure that they're done on time, you know, because people will mail them the last day. Hey, we're here with Chief Brian Barner and his last appearance, his last guest spot on our show
as chief
because on
And what, thank you July, for your service.
July 1st.
July 1st. Yeah, thank you for your
thank
service.
You. I appreciate you,
you started
it.
When you were 15
dedicated
years,
years
old.
Yep, you guys have always been supportive. I appreciate you guys, and it's been great to bring through our people to sit on your show, not just the chief every month, but
no,
you've had all sorts of, and it's good. It's good for
it was a great idea
the
you
community
had.
To yeah. hear about our other divisions, what actually yeah. goes on at the police department, and the great people that we have there.
Yeah, and you get to meet the leadership who is going to be the future leaders in the Reading Police Department.
And it never gets
yeah.
old, because you learn something from each department person that will tell you about what's happening with ShastCon. This was called
Shastcom.
In fact, on Mimi Mosley's show, she's bringing in, I think, Captain Ortega, and somebody from Shastcom.
Yeah.
To talk.
Yeah. That'll be good.
Month.
That'll be a good one.
Yeah. So, what are you most proud of?
You know, just one. I obviously living in this community and being able to serve has been great. It's a great police department and great. The city has treated me and my family very well through my career. But just to be able to go all the way up through the ranks to get to chief, I mean, as a young officer, I never would have thought I'd be sitting in the chair. People still, they'll say, you know, in the hallway, they'll say, good morning, chief. And I still kind of turn around looking for the chief. you know, nobody wants to see the chief walking down the hallways. I'm like, oh, there's a chief here. But, no, it's, and just the, like I talked about it before the break, just the great people in the community that I've had yeah. the opportunity to work for, all our allied agencies. I think we have great relationships right now with our allied agencies and working together, which I think is so important in the financial times that we're in and yeah. everybody's in. Like all of our law enforcement and public safety partners all need to work together to be successful. So I think we've done a good job with that.
But you've introduced certain things. I mean, you hit the ground running. The CERT teams, the crisis, what was that, crisis reaction
yeah,
teams?
Crisis intervention response team.
Intervention, the trail patrols, the park patrols. Yeah, I'm not sure what they
Yeah, and I can't
I mean,
take
you,
credit
you
for that. That was Chief Schuler, and, uh-huh. and, you know, I was a captain at the time, and when I took over, we had 122 sworn.
Yeah.
They were all off FTO. We had nobody in training. Like, we did hit the ground running, and, you know, unfortunately, through my tenure, we've whittled that away because of the budget. And so today, as we stand, we have 106 on the street today.
On the street.
Yep, 106. Well, 106 sworn positions. That includes your administration, but those are actually out of training. We have three in the academy.
Mm-hmm.
So that puts us at 109 when they graduate in August. So to go from 122 down to that number, I mean, that's a lot of officers that are not on the street. And so a lot of our proactive enforcement that we're able to do, being in the parks, dealing with, you know, the quality of life issues that we were able to when I first took over.
Oh, man, you were cleaning some stuff up.
We were doing the retail theft operations, you know, major cleanups. We were really doing great work out there. And, you know, the police department's their main focus is and priority is patrol and answering 911 calls. And so everything above that is extra. But I think it just makes our community so much better and so much cleaner to have.
Yeah, when you can do that.
The number of officers that we did have. So I hope that the budget gets resolved and they get back to that 122 number. But I can hope.
We can all hope that happens, but here we, you know, and here's the hard part. I imagine, especially for you, it's not like anybody was fired. It was the fact that just your, you know, retirements, you know, medical, whatever it is, the number just whittled down.
Yeah, and it's the ebbs and flows. Like
yeah.
that 34 years in this profession, and then my dad and my uncle and my grandfather. So I've seen the ebbs and flows of law enforcement and government. I was here as a frontline supervisor in 2008 and went through that. That was much worse than what we're dealing with right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I mean, how How far did we go down then?
We were down to 97, 98.
Oh, my gosh.
But no community service officers.
We got rid of I remember that.
And they do a tremendous amount of work for us to free our officers up so they're not out just taking reports.
Well, yeah, because in the news, it says the Reading Police Department is increasing enforcement along a busy stretch of Hilltop Drive. Where speeding has become a persistent safety concern. Drivers frequently exceed the posted speed limit by 15 to 20 miles per hour.
On Hilltop?
On Hilltop. The targeted section runs along the north end of Hilltop Drive between Lake Boulevard and Browning Street and Best Buy. The speed limit changes several times along the corridor, starting at 35. And this affects all of us. Pepper Tree increasing to 40 until Palisades and then dropping down to 35. Drivers traveling 50 to 55 miles, but they are a common occurrence despite the posted limit. So this is where you need your
traffic officer.
It's our traffic unit.
Our
motors.
Right. Yeah. And also, would that also be, you mentioned that not cadets, but the people who help.
Community.
The community officers.
Yeah, the community service officers wouldn't be out doing traffic enforcement.
Okay.
But because they're out there, it allows the officers to be out there doing more proactive work. Yes.
I noticed that from going into Palo Cedro, they changed it from 65 to 55. And they gave them like a month for everybody to get used to it. I've seen three sheriffs and highway patrol had people pulled over.
Got to be
stretch.
Careful there, folks.
Some of those, you kind of scratch your head a little bit on the decision-making. But because right 299 is 55-65 through there.
Right,
but, you know, Caltrans and there's matrix that they use and a lot smarter people than you and I that come up with those. But
I wouldn't say smarter. They just have bigger computers.
That's right.
Okay.
There you go.
Hey, we're here with Chief Brian Barner. We need to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yes, Cypress Square Barbershop, founded in 1960, been in the same location since 67. I found them in 07 and have never, ever found another barbershop I like better. Yeah, they're the only ones I go to. Never had a bad haircut. I can make an appointment two different ways, calling them at 530-244-9478 or using Booksy and going to Reading in Cypress Square. It's not a hair salon. It's just a great place to get a haircut, and I thoroughly enjoy it. It's across the parking lot, and I used to say from Lecky Miller's or the old Subway, but now it looks like Submarama is going to move in there and, you know, take over that location. So now I can say it's across the parking lot from Submarama or whatever it's called. What's it called?
Subarama.
Thank you, Subarama. All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Has there ever been a more perfect pair than bacon and beer? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino's 12th annual Bacon and Brew Fest and put that fact to the test. On June 19th, experience a delightful fusion of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts while savoring local brews and tapping your feet to live music. Tickets are just $40 plus fee. For details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Reading Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Everybody calls the St. Elias.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us. 2212-642.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebaum. 8:35 in the morning here on the 3rd of June. It's going to go up to, 93 today and, let's see, 98 tomorrow, 96 on Friday. Then it starts cooling down, gets back into the 80s on Saturday and Sunday. And Monday and Tuesday with a slight chance of rain Monday. So we'll see. I doubt it. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. Been in the business close to 30 years. Started by Chuck and Judy Kenny. Discounts for seniors and veterans, and you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And we're here with one of our favorite guests for the last time. Shasta. Reading Chief of Police. Brian Barner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks again for having me. I wanted to do a little shout out for all the graduates. Graduation week. It's all the high schools are graduating and the grammar schools. I know the next couple nights I'll be at graduation. So congratulations to, hopefully they're all in school doing finals right now and they're not listening to the radio show, but
well, they can.
Yeah. So congratulations to all the graduates and be safe out there. I'll be at one of the sober grad nights. Chaperoning, so that'll be fun.
Do you have any kids that are graduating?
I do.
Oh,
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my youngest son is graduating, so it's perfect for him to celebrate his graduation, and I'll be right behind him and with my graduation,
there
quote
you go.
Unquote.
Yeah, we talked about it. How I retired twice from the Marine Corps, and the first one was pomp and circumstance. Second one was don't let the door hit you in the butt
exactly.
on the way out. Because when I finished, I just literally got a DD-214 handed to me, and I was ready. I mean, it was time to go.
Second time's a little different.
It is. It is. Same type of work and that kind of stuff, but you didn't have all of the as much paperwork and everything. And I've been, it was fun.
Absolutely.
Give me my DD-214, and then I immediately headed up here to Reading. So
good move.
I think it was.
Oh, absolutely. Reading is it's a great community. Great community and so much to do. The outdoors, exciting to see downtown and the transition.
Oh, this is a wonderful place. I mean, if this was California, Southern California, we wouldn't be here. I couldn't take it.
But
Reading's different.
Yeah, and you have, just like growing up, I remember going to the old mall and Thrifty's was downtown. And just to look at driving through how much it's changed and progressed, like just huge changes. So
I mean,
it's exciting.
Town is just wow.
Yep, river trail's great, and all the lakes around us to fishing and going out and doing water sports.
That's a big thing. Now you're retiring, but you are truly a hunter and a fisherman.
That's my passion.
You have offered on several occasions a day on Lake Shasta bass fishing with you as a fundraiser, gift.
Yeah, absolutely.
And people pay you a lot of money to go out and go bass fishing with you. Do you like provide lunch or anything?
Yeah. the wife makes lunch. She makes a lot better lunch than I do.
Uh-huh.
When I first made Chief, the nonprofits that would have their dinner.
All nonprofits.
Had reached out and asked about doing lunch with the chief or a day with the chief in the office. And I said, nobody wants to do that. Like, let's go out and do something fun. And so the bass fishing came up and, it's been great over the last – a lot of really good people that I've had the opportunity to take out.
Uh-huh.
I'm happy to report that I have one left that I have to get the two young men out. Their parents got it for them at the Library Foundation.
Okay.
So we'll be getting them out. Well, we're waiting for the top water bite to get crazy, and then we're going to get out there on Shasta and let those boys have fun.
And, for people who don't know – the chief. And I'm not saying we know him better than anybody else, but over the years we've come to know him. We've got a lot of things that are in common there. But you're also a hunter and also a horseman.
Yes.
And you've taken it to the extent that you've been a guide for people.
Yeah. Yep. And that's the next chapter.
Is that it?
Yeah, absolutely. I will get back into that. I started back in 2010. And I had a lot more time as I think I was a sergeant at the time, but I had a lot more time to go out of state and do some guiding for some outfitters. And so now, the time is coming back. So
you're going to get your license and everything to do that?
Yeah.
Do
so most of the time you work under an outfitter as
a
guide.
Okay. So you don't have to worry about a lot of the stuff. Yeah.
I've had a few calls that have come in, but my passion is being in the mountains. And so as long as, and hunting and being on the horse gets me there. And so the more that I can do that, I love it. And
hey, if you want to leave that blue roan of yours back here, I'll take care of it.
Yeah, you sound like my niece, Emma. Emma says the same. So
she says the same
she's
thing.
She's losing her rodeo queen horse.
So I suppose that means she'd probably get first dibs.
Okay. Yeah. She's about 100 pounds, but she'll fight you.
Yeah,
for it.
Miss Cottonwood.
Yeah.
Miss Cottonwood Rodeo, and she's going up. She's going to try for Miss Redding Rodeo,
yeah,
I think,
she
this
will.
Year.
Yep. Emma will do she'll be ready. She's already put dibs in for Ziggy coming back in the spring.
In the spring.
So if she is successful in October for Redding Rodeo, Ziggy will be back.
Well, we have friends. I have another friend. By the way, he's going to be in Wyoming, too, Ted. But your wife's going with you on this, right?
Absolutely.
But you're keeping your home here.
Yes.
At least for a period of time.
Yeah, so my oldest son graduated. He went to Montana. My youngest that is graduating is on his way to Montana for college. But
oh, is that right?
My oldest, he graduated and came back. He's working in Redding. I mean, you talk about how the positives of Redding and the community. He went away for college for 4 years and came back, and so he's working here in Redding for a firm as an engineer. So doing very well, and so he'll be holding here.
So there's your anchor.
Yes.
It's one of your anchors. It's a small anchor, but it's still an anchor.
Yeah. Absolutely. And he saw when he went that the winters were cold in Montana, and he loves to fish.
In Wyoming.
And he was in Montana, which a couple hours away from our place in
Wyoming.
A little
bit colder.
Yeah. A little chilly out there, and so he made the decision to come back to Redding. So that's good. That's good to see young people leave and come back. We still have that draw, so he will be here. And
well, if he can get a job, he likes the area. He likes to fish, and it's one of the best fishing areas. Is he bass or is he trout or is he all?
He'll do it all.
He'll do it all.
Yep. See, hunting and fishing and not so much into the horses yet, but he'll figure out soon that your legs get tired walking up those hills, and he'll start riding a horse
every year
more.
That horse looks better.
That's right. That's right.
Brian, what do you think that your legacy here is?
Oh, man,
I know it's hard when you ask somebody, but you've been associated with this community and policing since you were 15. And, you know, it, you can say, well, you know, it's, you know, life is like a stick in the water. You know, you're there and then you pull a stick out and there's some ripples, but then it goes on.
Yeah, it's hard to say. You know, I guess time will tell. And, you know, my grandfather was the assistant fire chief for San Francisco Fire Department. I mean, he was high up.
Yeah.
And then both my dad and my uncle was a captain down in Novato, and my dad was pretty well known here over his time with the sheriff's office. But one thing that I have seen over that is when your day is over, and whether you're a chief or you, somebody takes your spot, and the machine will keep rolling. And so hopefully my legacy is that, you know, the people that are in my leadership group continue to do what we do at the Reading Police Department, which is serve our community very well. And we have the support of our community, keeping that going, and just provide good quality service. So I think that is instilled in our people. And so that's my hope, is that, well, that would be a great legacy to have. Not so much me, but just the culture of the police department.
That was a perfect answer. Yeah. That your legacy is that our people continue to provide excellent service to our community and maintain the respect of our community. That's a big legacy.
Yeah,
frankly.
And I do. I have, as you know, and I have a lot of pride in the Reading Police Department and what we've done over the years. And I think that I would put our department up against anybody in the state. I think we have great people here. But again, it is about the community and the community support. We have the great people here because they want to work for a community that supports them. So everybody that's listening out there, continue to support your police department and all your public safety, because we do have some great people here.
Well, you know what? You earned that.
Respect, Chief. We are going to miss you, and you've done a great job, and we've appreciated you being our friend, and we got to take a break, and we'll come back. The last segment of our Chief, Brian Barner, will be with us here on KCNR.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage.
Friday, July 24th.
Rising fast and bringing his signature sound.
Ian brings the west to the rest.
Tickets are just $60 plus fees.
But they won't last long, so don't wait.
Make it a country night to remember.
Call 1-800-280-UWIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket.
Dust off those boots, grab your hat, and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild and Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. with service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 19th annual Taste of Reading 2026. Sunday, June 14th from noon until 4 p.m. at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great lines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages while listening to the Billies, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palo Cedro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Marie Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott, streaming live at kcnrradio.com. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Why am I saying that? Because I'm giving away two more tickets to the Celtic Summer Concert at the David Marr Theater. It's going to be June 6th, $35 value per ticket. Doors open at 6, so give us a call at 530-605-4567. You get two tickets to this. It's going to be a great event. It's not just the pipes. You're going to have an Irish pub band. You're going to have the Scottish sword dancers and all of that. Yep, here come the phone calls. Okay, I'm here with Reading Police Chief Brian Barner in his last last appearance here on our show.
Yeah, I was trying to think back when the first time I was on the show, maybe as a lieutenant.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Probably was.
And that was a few years ago, so probably been 10-plus years coming on the show. Always,
you haven't changed.
There's some you kind of cringe when you go, but I've always enjoyed coming and talking to you and Linda.
Well, I'll just tell you, we unabashedly support our law enforcement. I'm not saying every law enforcement officer is perfect, but I look at the force as a whole and the people I've talked to at different events. And the attitudes of your officers, what they love doing, they love being in Reading. It's one of those things. And you talked about how well the people of Reading support, how much they support your office and the sheriff's office. But that's something that you earn.
Absolutely. You have young 22-year-old officers, you have to make sure that they understand that and that they understand how quickly, like you said and Linda said, how quickly it can turn.
Yeah.
And just providing good that we've had, and we've talked about it before, is our officers, all of our staff, they live in Reading. We don't commute 45 minutes from out of town and have no connections to our community.
Yeah.
Our kids go to school here. Our spouses shop in town.
Yeah.
And so we want it to be a nice place. We want to be able to go down to the downtown market and not have any problems with our families. And so that's a huge benefit. That's a huge benefit
it
to the officers that you have working here and all your public safety.
The thing is, a legacy like that, and just like we said, it can turn in a second. But the thing about having a great reputation in all the sport is if there is an incident that's not up to your standards, that happens, and it's got to happen every so often. The public understands that that's an aberration. That's not an everyday occurrence, and you take action on it. And I mean that's important too. I mean, because you build up all the goodwill And then if something does happen, and I can't think of anything, but if something does happen, you guys immediately get on it.
Well, and a benefit that we've had and I've had as chief is just prior to becoming chief is when we went to our body-worn camera program.
Well, yeah.
And I had no fear, no doubt that about any issues with the body-worn camera program because I knew that our officers do the right thing and they're professional.
Yeah.
But it just took the narrative away from those few people that bash the cops every time something happened.
Yeah.
And we're so quick to judge the officers as making a poor decision. And the body-worn camera program has been a huge benefit, especially as chief, because I could put the body-worn camera footage out and show that our officers did exactly what they were supposed to do.
They did this. They said this to me. Well, here it is. Oh, yeah. And it just goes away.
And so and now other agencies have followed.
Yeah.
And everybody has them in Northern California now.
And they should.
Absolutely.
Should. And I think the biggest hesitation on this was the technical side of it, not your officers wearing it, but where are we going to store all this stuff? But now they've got, you know, the companies that they store terabytes?
The amount of data that's saved is huge. But what it saves you in time with internal investigations for frivolous complaints.
Oh, yeah.
We're way ahead by
it saves so much money on that. I don't know if you ever watch this Officer Frank. He's a traffic officer down in Pinal County.
I have.
He says my favorite and one of the most viewed videos he put out was from Redding, California.
Yes.
When one of your officers doing the right thing and was all on camera, tried to get this guy out and the guy's fighting him. And what happens? A citizen jumps in. And put the headlock on the guy to help him.
And that's what's so great about working in Redding.
Yeah.
You see it in other areas where people are afraid to help.
They film it or they put it on their camera without helping.
Yes.
I don't understand that.
Yeah. So it's good to see that here. And we, when those do happen, we make sure to recognize those community members for helping our officers out.
And they don't do it to be recognized. They do it because it's the right thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's the kind of community we live in. You know,
it's a good one to live in.
Yeah. Ted and I drive the streets. We're just seeing if there's a problem. So if your police is being followed by us, just to see if they need some help.
Just a little extra help.
Brian, thank you so much. For everything you've given to the community.
Appreciate it.
Well,
and appreciate you and our friendship and Linda also. And I'll be around. We'll be staying in touch for sure. And I'll send you pictures from the mountains.
Well, I'm going to head up to Wyoming because Ted's up there.
There you go.
And probably in, I don't know, August or September, go up there for a while. And if you're up there, we'll give you a call.
Absolutely.
I don't know how far away we are, but that's why I was asking you where you were at. Because Ted said, well, where's he at? Because I was describing, you know, what you had and everything. And and he knew about the valley. And he says it was beautiful.
Yeah, and it's crazy how many people from our area are in Wyoming. Once you start getting in there, there's quite a few people from that have jumped over. And
gee, I wonder why.
Yeah.
Well, I have a real good friend in the service. He's outside Casper. He's got a place there. Well, he says it's like getting a $20,000 a year raise, going to leave in California.
I hear it gets a little cold in the winter, though.
Yeah. The only thing
that might keep people from going too
much. The only thing between you and the North Pole is a barbed wire fence.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, but you're not leaving totally. You'll be back in town.
Absolutely.
And because, you know, you got, you know, kids here and your son's working here as an engineer and... And I don't know if you have grandkids yet.
Not yet.
But you will.
We don't need them too soon.
That's right. When you're out hunting for 2 weeks at a time, we know where your bride's going to be. Yeah. She'll be right back here.
That's right, with her babies.
Even with her babies. Okay. What do you want to say? We got like 2 minutes left.
No, I think that we covered it.
Just
very proud of my career. And there's not a whole bunch, like if I look through department pictures over the years, there's very few that make it to a full service retirement. And, so many through my time starting as a police officer in 1997 and looking at pictures, we have department pictures up on the board.
Yeah.
And so you can look at those, but just how many actually make it to a full service retirement is pretty rare. And so to get there, to get out healthy. One past chief said it very well when I announced my retirement. He sent one text and it said, congratulations. Now it's time to heal. And as a past chief and going through this position, I think that he said it very well. So I'll be in the mountains on my horse and healing. No phone, no email. I mean, just I was 21 years old when I got on our SWAT team, and so I've been on call since I was 21 years old, 24/7. And now as chief, it's every day.
Now, what's going to happen when you don't get the phone call?
Oh, it'll be great.
You sure?
Oh,
yeah, it'll be good.
Carl's a little worried about me, but
I'm a little worried about you because you know what? You know, it's like my graduating class. We had like 200 Marine officers, you know, that graduated in this out of the basic school, and it's just like the police. Very few of us ever that went through the whole 20 or 30 years, and leaving. You've been at the cyclic rate for a long time and taking, you know, being able, but see, you've got something and you're going to do that you love. And that's great, but it's going to take a while to come down.
Yeah. Our young officers that come in and, you know, I meet with them as chief when they are first hired and I tell them that your biggest investment you're going to make is who your spouse is, who you marry.
Oh,
they will either make your life miserable and chaos, or it'll be great, and you never know. And I was very lucky our 25th anniversary is in July, so I have a great family and a great relationship with my wife, and we're excited for that next chapter. And
that's great.
And I'm ready to take the badge off and
well, we just
move on,
as many of us in this town do. We wish you just the very best.
Thank you, Carl.
Just the very best in your future.
Appreciate
you
it.
And your family.
Appreciate you.
Okay, hey, tomorrow you heard us say we're going to be talking about this big Second Amendment ruling up and out of Washington with...